Praise God. Thank you again to you all there that are still coming on the line, and I praise God for you. And I know that your time will not be in vain. So I want to go ahead and get right into the word on tonight. We've got quite a bit to cover. And I want to spend some time in prayer. I wanted to try not to I can't tell it all, in other words, tell enough that you receive, that you can feast on the word of God, and that it increases our faith. Tonight you will find me in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse. It's a very, very, very familiar passage of Scripture, Matthew 6:33. And that says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Jesus was talking to the disciples, and also part of his sermon to the people on the mount was actually telling them, listen, I know you have need of this. I know you have need of this and the other, and food and clothing and all that. But he says, but don't worry about these things. Here's what we need to do first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that we have need of, they will be added to you. So if I use for a topic tonight, it would be simply seek God first. Seek God first before we do anything. You know, if we follow the word, as it said, to acknowledge me, he says, acknowledge me in all your ways. He will direct our path. But before we start seeking and seeking for worldly possessions and trying to acquire this and acquire that, if we would just stop to remember, as people of God, seek God first. To seek God means to determine, you know, the things that are the kingdom of God. What does God require of me? Seeking God first, it means prioritizing your love for God, even over our very own need for survival. I'm going to say it again. It means prioritizing our love for God. God, I love you so much that, God, I want to learn of you and over our own personal needs. We don't have to worry about that, you know, because Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my word and my statutes. That's how you know. That's where you measure it. How much do you love him? Are you willing to obey me? Are you willing to do what the word says? Are you willing to keep my word? We don't have to worry about all these other things, he says, because if you do this first and you seek my righteousness, all these other things that we have need of, they will be added. And I don't get ahead of myself. I want to take a few minutes just to explain a few things. See, God demands that his kingdom rule, his word, be first in every Christian's life. He demands that. Praise God. Righteousness, he says, and his righteousness. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Righteousness is the standard God requires of all of us in order for his people, Christians, to be in right relationship or right standing with God. I mean, righteousness has to be there. How do we know what is righteous? It's in his word. Amen. Praise God. So to seek his kingdom is to seek to live our lives in accordance with his standards, not ours, in accordance to God's standards and his guidelines. Again, seek ye first. Do this first. Seek first his kingdom and then his righteousness. And all these things that we have need of will be added. How do we seek the kingdom of God? Number one, read and study the word of God daily. David said, I'll hide your word in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. How else would we know how to measure the righteousness by his word? Praise God. We are not righteous of ourselves. There's none good but except God himself. But we look to God for guidance and direction for our lives each and every day. So, as 2 Timothy 2:15 says, look, study to show thyself approved. Not just read it, but you've got to study and see. The Bible says, search the scriptures, because in them, you and I, we think we have eternal life. You got to know this. In this day and time in which we live and the way this world is going, my God, you have to know that you know that you know. You have to know that your anchor holds in God. You have to know that your relationship is unshakable. Hallelujah. As Pastor said, unshakable faith. You got to be steadfast, rooted, and grounded in His Word, because that is what's going to stand throughout all ages to come. And God, He honors His Word. So 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, not unto man, but unto God. And then a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory to God. Seeking God first. See, the approval of God is not earned, but it's received on the basis of merit, but on the basis of His mercy. See, that's why He gives us new mercies, brand new mercies every single day. God extends that to us as we get in His Word, and that as the Holy Spirit, who promised to take of God and show it unto us. He promised to illuminate our understanding, hallelujah, so that we can hear that Word, we can see that Word, and therefore live by the Word. Say amen to that. We study to know how to fight and stand against the fiery darts of the devil. If you and I didn't know what the Word of God says, look, put on the whole armor of God, how would you know that you'd be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy? It's important. It's important to study the Word so that we learn how to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We have to study His Word. When we know His Word, we learn how to walk in the Spirit, as the Scripture says, so that we won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We have to know that. The things that are spirit are of God. The things that are flesh is of the world. We know to be filled with the Spirit of God is life, but to follow after the flesh is death. My God, my God. See, we have to learn how to serve God in the beauty of holiness. That's the Scripture says, serve Him in the beauty of holiness. And we have to learn how to develop that one-on-one relationship with God. See, saints of God, that's what it's all about. We have to have a relationship. Yes, we go to church and we hear the Word of God. We say amen. We clap our hands. We sing and everything. But it's important to have that relationship. I mean, to the point that, you know, if something happens in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, pretty much that you don't have time to say, oh, I can't get a hold of the pastor. I can't call my prayer partner. But when you know the Word of God and you know Jesus, you can just say, Jesus. Because, see, sometimes things come in our lives. We don't have time to get a prayer going. But yet, still, if that relationship is going, if the fire is already burning on the inside, and if the relationship is strong with Him, when you think on the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, think on it, and all how He has done for you, you have to rejoice, you'll have to praise Him, we have to glorify Him. Amen, somebody. So, we learn how to serve Him, we learn who God is, and not only that, we learn who we are in God. We learn the promises of God. That's how we're going to be able to make it. That's how we're going to be able to have joy in a chaotic world. That's how we can have hope, when we know what thus saith the Lord. Amen, somebody. So seeking God first, this is all part of it, learning His Word. And it's a daily thing. We're ever learning, my God. If we're learning that Word, we ought to be growing just a little bit stronger each and every day. Number two is praying to God the Father in the name of Jesus. Luke 18 says, Jesus said that men ought to always pray and not faint. Don't give up. Praise God. And then when we're praying, I'm just naming a few things because time is rapidly moving, but I'm going to just take a few just off the top. Asking God, ask him for the guidance, ask him for daily protection, ask him for understanding of his word. Hallelujah. Listen, we ought to spend at least 20 minutes or so in prayer every single day in his word and in prayer. I mean, just the word alone, we ought to spend that kind of time. And, you know, but just thinking, meditating on his word. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, his joy is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he said he's going to meditate day and night. Hallelujah. Day and night, night and day. Hallelujah. Asking God for his covering. We need the anointing. We need the power of God covering us, covering our children, covering our homes, covering us at a workplace, covering us in the marketplace. Anywhere we are, God, we need your covering. Hallelujah. Praise God. Asking God to saturate you. When you spend that time with him, God, fill me up with your presence. And understanding his presence, understanding when the power of God comes in the midst. Hallelujah. See, God fills all space everywhere at the same time. And when you come into contact with the presence of God, guess what? Things gotta change. Hallelujah. Your attitude changes. The circumstances, sometimes they may not change necessarily, but your attitude toward it, how you deal with it, makes all the difference. The problem may still be there. The pain may still be there. But when you know what the word said, by his stripes I'm healed. Glory to God. I stand on it, Lord. I know that you will meet all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When you know that, when you seek him that way, you're seeking his kingdom. You're seeking, as the word says, seeking his righteousness to be more like Jesus. We used to sing that song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. That's all I want, to be like him. And that should be the desire for every single one of us. See, Jesus, he knows what we have need of. He already said that in this scripture. He talks about, he knows. He knows. He explained it to the multitude. He explained it. He said, listen, Jesus says, just look at the fowls of the air. They don't sow. They don't reap or gather into barns. But yet God, he feeds them daily. He nourishes them. Hallelujah. And then Jesus asked the question to the multitude. He's asking to you and I tonight, are you not much better than they? Think about it. He said, look, consider the lilies of the field, how beautiful they are. And I tell you what, in the springtime, I can tell you I see some pretty lilies outside. But this is the example where Jesus wanted us to look at that. Turn your attention to this. Consider the lilies of the field. They don't work. They toy not. Neither do they spin. Jesus said, even Solomon, King Solomon, in all of his glory and all that he had, was not even arrayed or clothed like one of these. That's special. Again, aren't you better than that? They don't work for it, but yet God clothed them with beauty. God satisfies, he clothes us with beauty. Hallelujah. He satisfies our mouths with good things. So verse 26 says, look, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Don't you worry about that, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We just need to seek God. Listen, if we align ourselves with God's agenda, that means his word, and our Father will automatically take the responsibility for meeting every single one of our needs. Seek His first. Seek God first. Ask Him for the wisdom and direction of what we need to do. Where do I need to go, Lord? See, that's how you learn when you spend quality time with God. I said quality time. Not just, now, Lord, I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Hey, that's all right. That's all right for the little kids or something. But let me tell you what, when you build that relationship, see, there's one thing about it. When you love someone, you don't mind staying in their presence. And when you're in the presence of God, nothing takes the place of that. Nothing satisfies or even compares to being in the presence of God. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. When you seek God first, even early in the morning, hallelujah, maybe you have to go to work, don't have a lot of time, but when your attention is drawn to Him, and Lord, I give your name praise and glory, and I ask you to watch over me as I prepare to go out today. See, you don't even give the world a chance to choke out the cares, get choked out of the cares of this world, because when you go out, when you don't have that covering, when you don't have, you haven't built yourself, you haven't fortified yourself, hallelujah, you know, you're open to so much, but when you got your guard up, when you're prayed up, when you feel the power of God, when you know that that it's in Him that we live, we move, and we have our being, listen, we can make it. Whatever the day presents itself, we can make it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ask God for the plan, for the direction, and wisdom for the day. Hallelujah. We don't know what each day will bring, but we know with Christ we can do all things. I'm going to read St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Hallelujah. St. Luke, the 12th chapter, the 28th. Through the 32nd verses, quickly. It says, it's similar to the scripture in Matthew's. It says, look, if then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O ye of little faith? He's talking to the people of God when He's giving His sermon. He's saying, look, and seek not ye what ye shall eat, don't worry about that, or what ye shall drink, neither be of doubtful in your mind. He says, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father, He knoweth that ye have need of all these things. He said, but rather, this is what we do. Rather worrying like the world worries about how we're going to do that and this and that and the other. He says, but rather, here's what, this is Jesus talking about this. He's saying, but rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things, all that things that we have desire of shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, He's talking to us. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I love that. I love that. It is God's good pleasure. He wants to give you all the promises of the kingdom. He said, but seek me. Seek the righteousness. Not seek my hand, what you can give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. But seek my face. Just seek me for me. That's when you're in there in some praise and you get into worship. God, just to be in your presence. Just for who you are, God, I give you praise. Glory to God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about on this phone tonight? Hallelujah. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He already said that we are royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people because He's put His Spirit in us. And those things of God, we have to be in the Spirit to understand the things of God. He says a carnal-minded man is enmity. He don't understand. He can't receive the things of God. But those that worship Him, those that come to Christ, must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So therefore, let me just kind of wrap this up. He says, we don't have to concern ourselves with these get-rich-quick schemes. You see that all day, all long, all the time. You know, we don't need to mistreat or step on others to try to get ahead. We don't need to do that. We don't need to worry about playing the lottery. You know what? If you got money to put in the lottery, why don't you give it to God? It's a sure thing. Hallelujah. A lottery thing, you don't know. You're taking a chance. But people will do that. Don't know if you're going to get it or not. But yet and still, when you go in and you listen to God's word and you walk and obey his word, walk in obedience, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. The righteousness king is to keep his word. Pay your tithes. Give your offering. Do the things that his word already commanded us to do. It's a sure thing. Hallelujah. You can bank everything you got on the word of God. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Don't worry about cheating on your income tax. God will always make a way. He will keep his part of the bargain of the word. All we got to do is live right, receive his word, have faith in it, stand in it, and obey. Hallelujah. There's no need to lie, steal, cheat, or use any of the tactics of the world. We don't need to do that. We don't need to send our money all over the town, all over the world, to people we don't even know the life they live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why not put your funds, the money, it belongs to them anyway, put it in fertile ground. I like to plant flowers. I don't plant flowers in soil that's not good and there are no nutrients, anything like that. But I plant it in a good soil. Why? Because I know it's going to yield beautiful flowers. Well, same analogy with the word of God. If he said that you give and you'll cause men to give it to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Amen, somebody. I can't tell it all tonight, but glory to God. So, but rather, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He says all these things. So what are your heart desire? He said, look, delight yourself in me. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He says, commit your way to the Lord. Do good. And surely you're going to dwell in the land. You're going to be fed. Hallelujah. He knows all the things that we need will be added: food, clothing, shelter, the right kind of relationships, people waiting for the right man or the right woman to come by. God has that person assigned. He has that person set aside for you. You want exaltation? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you in due time. I know I'm preaching right tonight. Listen, promotion. You want promotion? The Bible says promotion comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. God will elevate you in due time. We need favor every single day. Look to him. He'll give you the favor. The favor that opens doors. The kind of favor that moves folks out the way if God has a certain place for you to be. Amen. Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Listen, first things first. Obey the word of God. The word says, look, now are we the righteousness of God. Not later, but right now. You and I, we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Because of his shed blood, because of his death, you and I have a right to the tree of life. How? We're the righteousness of God. He says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I'm going fast, but I'm going to tell you what. You grab this word. You take it and say, yeah, that's for me. That's for me. That's for me. Yes, that is for me. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Again, seek God first. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, he's a good God. Oh, yes. Thank him for being long-suffering and patient with us, because if it wasn't for his mercies that renewed every single day, I don't know. How would we make it? I don't know. How would we make it? But nevertheless, we make it by the grace of God. His mercy, that's everlasting to everlasting. Aren't you glad he's no respecter of persons? Because if he was, how would we make it? Praise God. I praise God. All he asks us to do, obey my word, seek me with your whole heart, and serve me. Glory to God. Well, I look at our prayer list. We have several people on our prayer list. And listen, they still stay. You still stay on the prayer list. Whether I call your name or not, it's there. Because, see, you might not see it in the announcements, but yet the names that we are praying for, that's in the prayer box. I invite you all to put names or put requests in the prayer box at church. So we pray, even every week, we'll pray over that prayer box. We pray over the ones humans that we know that are going through certain things. And just like my neighbor is still going through, Kathy Burley, we're continuously praying for her. We are praying now for my next door neighbor, Mike Guthrie, and he has irregular heart beats and just come out of the hospital yesterday. We are praying. We believe in God. We don't have to know him. Just pray. We believe God. We continue to pray. Praise God and believe God. We thank God. We're praying for our sister Bertha Davis. And we just believe in God that victory is already there, our victory. We just have to receive that. And we have a praise report that we thank God for Sister Sheila, how the Lord took her in the hospital and had a surgery, and she says she's doing good. Not a lot of pain, but doing good. We thank God. Also thank God for Deacon Bernard that's taking care of her. And we just praise God for that. We thank God even for Sister Nikki. She's still healing nicely. And we thank God he gives her the strength to do all that she needs to do while she's resting that foot. We believe in God. Hallelujah. We thank God for a praise report from Pastor Lena Patton, who had problems with their hearing, and she said it is improving, still not 100%, but she says, I have a praise report if I can hear a little bit better. Our prayers are going up continuously still for Sister Ethel Woodson. She's at home right now, but we continue to hold her up in prayer and that she gets complete healing. And still praying for Sister Tara Cunningham, and the Lord's blessing her. She says that she is still improving. Glory to God. So there's many, many more. My God, we just thank you. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Because, see, this is the day that you have made, the day that you have given us, the day that you have given us another opportunity to lift your name in praise, to glorify you, to seek your kingdom, seek your face, O God. We praise you, Lord, for your everlasting mercy. We need those mercies brand new to us every single day. God, we just honor you. We honor you, God, and we give your name praise. We thank you, Lord, that you have ordered our steps, that we are your called out generation, that we are kingdom people. God, we thank you, Lord, for everybody that's on this line on tonight, that we've made our mind up, we've made a decision. For God, we will live for you, and God, we will honor you, we will praise you, we will serve you every single day of our lives. For that, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for our precious salvation in Jesus Christ. We praise you, Father, for loving us so much, even while we were sinners, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus. We thank you for shedding your blood on Calvary Cross. We thank you, Lord, for dying and bringing the propitiation for our sins, God. We thank you, Lord. You are that ransom. Hallelujah. You are that lamb without spot or blemish. God, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus, how you make intercession for every single one of us each and every day. We praise you for your shed blood. We thank you, Lord, that your blood still works. Your blood is still powerful. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you, God, even as we stand today. We stand in faith, every one of us on this line. We stand in faith. We believe your word. We believe you, Father. We know that you're not a man that you should lie. Neither are you the son of man that you should repent. But if you spoke it, you're going to do it. If you said it, it will. It will come to pass. And Father, we thank you for the healing, for the names that I've called, for the names that are in the prayer box, for those, God, hallelujah, who said, pray for me. Pray for my family. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those that are representing on this line, God. Deliverance is ours. We thank you for salvation, for our loved ones, God. We stand and we believe. We put our faith together. We're two or three. It's more than that on this line, that you are in the midst. We thank you. You're in the midst right now to bless the needed one. You know our needs. You know us one by one. You know where we're at. You You know our position, God. We thank you, God, that you are drawing your people closer to you, that you are drawing us nearer to you. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to illuminate us, to help us to see that it's almost midnight, that we have to get ourselves in line with your word, God, that we have to stand, God. We're standing in the gap for those that are not saved, for those that need deliverance, that those that need healing, those, God, that need to be redeemed, Father. We praise you for that, and we're giving your name praise, God. Fix the things that are need fixing, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Oh, my God. We thank you for the ways that are already made for us. We thank you for the doors that are opening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the time, the doors that have been shut in our face, but God, you got a time when you said the doors are now open, that we can go freely. Hallelujah. And select the things that we've been waiting for. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer, God. We thank you, God, because we expect it. We know what your word says. And God, we move in you, God, as you lead us. Oh, God, that you have started, you've begun a good work in us, and you will complete it. Hallelujah. God, those that need encouragement tonight, send encouragement. Those that need a peace of mind, peace in their homes, oh, God, where the enemy has tried to come and destroy. I come against that force in the name of Jesus. We pull down strongholds. Hallelujah. And we release our faith tonight and say, Satan, you will not take over our children. You will not have havoc in our homes. You will move out in the name of Jesus. We resist the enemy. You got to flee. Huh? Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have this prayer. Hallelujah, that we have this time that we can talk to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, things in us, if there's anything that's not like you, bring it to our attention. Help us, God. Get rid of it, God. And God, help us, Lord, as kingdom people, that we need to be about your work and do the work while it's day, because we know nighttime is coming and no man can work. But we will bless your name. We will bless you at all times. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we love you tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We love you enough to live right. We love you enough, God, that we'll sacrifice the things that we know are not right. But, God, we set our feelings aside. We set our emotions aside. But, God, we seek you just for you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are kingdom people, that we will seek you first. We will seek you in your kingdom. We will seek your righteousness. Hallelujah. And we know, God, that we are taken care of. Hallelujah. You have blessed us, Lord. You have blessed us every single day of our lives. We are blessed. We are a blessed generation. In spite of the world that we live in, we are blessed because your word says we are blessed. And God, with that, we continue to praise you. We thank you for our children, our family, hallelujah, our church families. We thank you, Lord, that you would keep us covered under the blood. Allow your blood to prevail, even in our government, God. Oh, God, that you protect our country, God, that you would keep us safe. Let your blood prevail in the name of Jesus, God. God, that you will give us godly people, godly folks that make the rules and regulations for us. God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, I praise your name. I thank you, Lord. All our needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And for that, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor and all these blessings. God, we thank you. We thank you for our church. We thank you, Lord God, for our pastor. We thank you for the ministers. We thank you for every lay person. We thank you, Lord, for the word. God, we thank you, Lord, even as the songs come, go forth, God. We thank you, Lord. We don't take anything for granted. We thank you, Lord. We are walking in good health. We are walking in good relationship with you. God, we thank you, and we bless you, and we worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. And Father, all of these blessings and all of these requests we are asking in Jesus' name for his sake, for his glory. Amen. Amen. Glory to God, and we thank you. Yes, 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 yes. We thank God. Amen. And to everybody on the line, we thank you. We thank God. Give him praise, God. We bless you. We thank you for being kingdom people. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you for lifting us up in the spirit tonight. We bless you, Lord. We glorify your name. Oh, my God, we thank you, God. And we will bless you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. You are mighty, mighty good God. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We praise God for every one of you. Again, we thank you. We thank you. Believe God for whatever it is that you have need of. Just seek his kingdom. Seek his righteousness. All these things will come to you. If need healing, continue to stand on that word. Lord, you said by your stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So and just speak to that. Speak whatever it is. Don't let it beat you down. Speak to that vertigo. Speak to that dizziness. Speak to that sickness. Speak to that pain. I know what I do it myself. Devil, you are a liar, and you're not going to live in this body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't receive the things that you know that are trying to break you down. But we're going to build ourselves up by praying in the Holy Spirit, standing on the word of God. Amen. Yes. Praise God. My time is far gone, but yet and still, this has been good. And you know, as that story used to be on TV, you know, with Carol Burnett used to say, I'm so glad we had this time together. And I'm glad that we had time together with Jesus talking about his goodness and his mercy. So with that, I know I have got to go, but I thank God for every one of you. Thank you for calling in to the Dream Team Prayer Line. Share this number. Share this with somebody else. Encourage someone else to be on the line that they can receive the word of God. We'll grow together, pray one for another, and love on somebody else. So I love you. Pastor loves you, but Jesus loves you more. And with that, we hope to see you in church on Sunday. This is first Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Communion Sunday. We're just believing God. We come in receiving the word. Come in with the praises on you. Hallelujah. Come in with great expectation, ready to serve and give us unto the Lord. Okay? God bless you. I love you. Have a blessed night, and we will look to see you in church again. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.
Yes.
You doing it? What you on now, MK? You still on the laptop? Yeah, go ahead, get off. Yeah, go ahead, get off. Huh? What'd he say?
It just so sticky this night.
That's weird.
It is. It's frustrating when the fly don't have the knock.
You tried back then.
No.